anything, it would be fun to spend a year watching baseball and talking about pitching, and no doubt a lot of other things, with someone I genuinely liked. And perhaps most important at that particular moment, it meant I would spend most of February in Florida and not on the New Jersey Turnpike. 3 weeks later, I made the trip down I-4 from Orlando to Tampa on a Saturday morning. There were no monsoons in sight. It was a glistening March day, and exhibition baseball had just begun. I knew that Cone would be finishing with his workout by 10 a.m. That's the way spring training is. If you aren't playing in a game, most days your work is over long before noon. I hadn't called Cone in advance, because there's never been a more approachable athlete than Cone, and I've always liked to spring ideas on people in person. I was actually talking to Roger Clemens, newly arrived as a Yankee, when Cone walked into the clubhouse, sweat-soaked from his workout. As usual, he was warm and friendly. "What brings you to spring training in the middle of the NCAA basketball tournament?" he asked, shaking my hand. "To be honest," I said, "I came to see you. Have you got a few minutes?" "Let me take a shower," he said. "We'll go get breakfast." Which we did, at a diner down the road that Cone said George